relaxed as day two?
Well, not very much more. You know, but getting the first one out of the way, yeah. You know, you come to the ballpark, your preparation, it's still the same. So, you know, ultimately, it's a little colder today. I wish it was a little warmer.
Get over that.
And Cole, you know, coming off last year, if you strip away maybe five starts against Seattle, I think the numbers would be a lot better. You know, outside of that, I think, you know, he matured last year through that season, learned a lot. And going into this year, I think he's, you know, obviously more prepared. You know, he's going to be physically stronger from the last year and the amount of innings that he's got under his belt. Also, I think he's, you look at him as somewhat of a leader, too. You know, he isn't old by any measure, but having a full season under his belt with the guys that are behind him, you know, he's accepted that as well.
He did have, I think, a better spring training. What do you think is of his performance this spring? What do you see after this spring? Some good signs of spring.
Yeah, you know, he did add a pitch, you know, that he feels confident about. You know, I think in his mindset, he needs to get in on right-handed hitters a little bit more. And that pitch in particular will help him do that. You know, it's just another weapon for him to go out and get hitters out with.
Obviously, Cole played here in Philly. Do you know what his mindset is, you know, going up against the Phillies?
His mindset is that he's going to go out and get as deep into a game and hopefully with the lead when he leaves. So.
I'm sure you get asked this a lot locally, but for us, what's it like to start on this long road trip? Spring training right into a long road.
Yeah, 10-day road trip out of the gate, coming to the East Coast, you know, getting adjusted. Obviously, I talk about the weather, and we came out of Arizona where it was 88 degrees every day. The environment, the energy here yesterday was electric. I think the guys felt that. You know, it's not any... it's not easy per se to go on a 10-day road trip out of the chute. We didn't get back to Oakland, so you know, we left straight from spring training, and we're playing, you know, potentially three playoff teams at the same point. Yeah, well, they used the PitchCom. We used it in spring training. We used it with certain relievers yesterday that had experience with it. They like it. I think you can see that, you know, in terms of the guys that are using it. They're ready to throw the baseball. I think yesterday there was a particular hitter, I don't recall who, but called timeout because he was ready to go. Our pitcher was ready to go. So, you know, something to watch for in terms of pace of play and the efficiency of it as well.
Jed Lowrie back in the lineup today for the first time. Somebody like with history with this team, obviously. Can you, you know, what kind of went in giving him the start today as opposed to yesterday's game?
Well, Jed signed late. And we spoke about it a little bit yesterday. You know, as a veteran player, you know, we want to make sure we take care of Jed, build him up before we, you know, push him. You know, we look at the long term, and you know, the non-start yesterday gave him an ability to go ahead and DH today. We used him yesterday, took an at bat in that game, which was a high leverage at bat. You know, we'll continue to just kind of go day by day with Jed.
And what would you say his role is kind of going forward throughout the year? And then what's it like to kind of have him back as a veteran who's been around this team in years past?
Well, both him and Stephen Vogt, you know, they both signed late in the process. Their leadership will be invaluable here. They know what it means to be an Oakland Athletic. Our culture here, the identity of being an A, they'll help lead that in that clubhouse. And you know, in terms of Jed's role, once he gets his legs underneath him, he'll you know, have an opportunity to start at first base. He'll continue to be used in the DH role, and there may be a chance for him to also play a little second at some point.
How important is it for a guy like Pache to get his first hit in the first game, get that out of the way?
Yeah, you know, I looked back. He was with the Braves opening day last year, but coming to a new team, the anxiety of it, you know, regardless if you're a first-year player or a seasoned veteran, you want to get that first one out of the way because the anxiety of getting a hit, it always lasts until that, you know, that breath of fresh air, when it helps you kind of relax and go forward.
Are your relievers, most of them or all of them, ready to go more than one if you needed them, like one plus or a couple, you think?
Yeah, we'll give you gauge pitch count too. Opportunity arises to let a guy go and you know, whether he comes in, finishes an inning, and goes back out. I think they're built up enough right now, if they have a clean first one, to go back out for a second.
We saw Elvis sitting behind Tony for a lot of this inning. Obviously, it's been filling down Jed today. What was the second lineup?
Well, I mean, in terms of how we ran things in spring, I mean, that's completely based on, you know, getting guys up there as many times as possible early in a game and in spring training, getting their at-bats, getting them out of the game. So that two-hole, you know, for Jed, he can handle the bat. He can do a lot of, you know, things. He drives the baseball out of the ballpark. You know, so at the end of the day, the way the lineup lays itself out, I like him in the two-hole right now.
Is it going Murphy and then Chad and Seth in the middle? Is there something like about that configuration of those guys stacked away that they've been the last time?
Well, you got right, left. But for those guys, you know, they have the ability to do damage, all of them. And we saw that yesterday with Chad and with Seth. You know, obviously Murphy, through spring training, showed a lot of progress in just his overall hitting, overall play discipline from last year. So, you know, I like the way it lays out.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.